to Barry Nichols on ABC Radio WA.
Stand by for retina print identification.
Time. Travel.
Robotic. Thinking. The future. Retina print identification. Complete.
This week, for our look at the future, we're going to be talking about biohackers after Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow, Meow Meow, yes, that is his real name, inserted an Opal card into his arm. Now, this is the New South Wales version of a smart rider, so you use it to access public transport in New South Wales. Here's a little of the Channel 7 News report on the story.
It's not so much tapping on, rather touching on. Meow Ludo owns an Opal card minus the card.
I think about it as not having to think about the technology that you're using, so it's something that just becomes second nature.
His experiment involved an Opal card chip being encased in biosafe plastic. A piercing expert then implanted the device beneath the skin of his left hand.
This is a prototype. It was made by a professional. I'm a professional. I don't recommend anyone goes out and tries and makes this themselves.
Transport for New South Wales is standing firm, saying it does not support the tampering or damaging of Opal cards, and customers that are caught may have their card cancelled.
So what do you think about this? If you've got a comment to make, 0448922604. Morris Mizulowski is our business futurist. Hello, Morris.
Hi, Barry. You've got to love it, don't you?
Is he ahead of the game by doing this?
No, not by a long shot. The first known case, or the first well-documented case, was a husband and wife team about 15 years ago who tried something very similar, and their purpose was, again, very much laboratory prototype, was in their lab to be able to use it for their password protection for their computers, and it opened a couple of doors eventually, did other things for them. But they said outright that for them it was a total experiment.
If we look at other technology that is within us, what are we talking about?
Well, I've said it to you before that I think we're already homo cyborgs, having moved on from homo sapien, because we live so deeply inside of technology already. Most of our listeners would feel that pit in the stomach feeling if their mobile phone was more than a metre away and they didn't know where it was. But we as human beings are not organic anymore. We have, thankfully, pacemakers, we have cochlear implants, we have hip replacements, we have valve replacements. We can now do all sorts of things with pancreas and kidneys and all sorts of bits involved. So we are becoming increasingly comfortable with having technology of variety of sources inside of our body.
Okay, we just associate it with our health, don't we? Improving health. But you're right there, we do have this technology in our body. What are we likely to see in the not too distant future when it comes to technology being used for other purposes beside health, you know, where we have things implanted?
Well, most of them are going to be around either health or making our lives easier. There's a wonderful thing now which is called an exoskeleton. We can already get that, which is not something inside our body, but outside of it. And it's very much like a scaffolding, like a suit you put on. It's meant for people that are paraplegics or quadriplegics or have difficulty walking. And when you put this suit on, it takes the place of the bones and is able to carry the body. It's being used by might be used by armies around the world. It's being trialled for that as well. There's also a really interesting, I think interesting, conversation going around called around Neuralinks, which is brain-machine interface, and it's the ability for our mind to control a computer as we might now do with a keyboard and a mouse. So devoid of both of those, just thinking something makes
really
that technology come alive.
So you think open document?
Yeah, or it's being used. I mean, absolutely. That's where they think it will head. They, at the moment, being our friend Elon Musk, who's really part of most of these conversations in the last year or two. Zuckerberg from Facebook also thinks, and there's a whole lot of other people around Silicon Valley and other places that think it might be where our technology is in the next 10 years. And we'll have to debate whether as humans we want that implanted. And I can hear all the listeners yelling no, and they're quite right. But at some point, we'll make a decision. But then you have the cases going back into health where you have people who have locked-in syndrome, who physically can't move their body, their eyes, their lips, but you know fully well that inside they're functioning. Now, they already...
It would be valuable, wouldn't it, for something like that?
And they already have part of that technology. So it is possible now, with some of the devices that are around, for them to wear what might be called something between a skull cap and a bike helmet type thing. When you put it on the skull, it has all the sensors attached to it. And with that some, this is prototype, but being used by some of them, being able to open up, being able to use wheelchairs, open doors, windows, being able to type, being able to do all sorts of things. There was a really interesting story of a young boy in Western Australia who has locked-in syndrome, whose greatest desire was he should be able to drive a car, and actually built a prototype car and put him inside of it, again with an adult sitting next to him, and he was able to drive that car around.
My guest is Morris Mizalowski, business futurist. We're looking at technology in the future, in particular this type of technology that you might find that is actually inserted within you. Bionic eyes are another modification. Tell us more about these.
Well, absolutely. And we think that this year, next year, the year after, somewhere around there is the year that they become more prevalent. In other words, the technology has been proven. We're waiting for first cases to be put in. And that's probably a year or two away, because the authorities and all the usual have to put themselves into a place where they're happy for surgeons to implant. Bionic eyes will be the same as a cochlear implant, we're told, meaning that with a bionic eye, people that now can't see for a variety of reasons will be able to see. Now we're told, and again it's difficult for us to experience because for most of us being sighted, but we're told it's not clear vision like we believe we have, that we'll be able to see colour and trees, but it's enough vision that they're able to make out shapes and to be able to see a world within, outside. And that's an extraordinary thing, and really only in its early days.
If you're talking about technology here that can read your mind and then act upon it, how close are we to mind reading technology that will reveal what people are thinking, which can't be a good thing?
Yeah, and it is a big decision. It's something that we'll have to decide. Look, it depends on whose literature you believe. But as recently as 3 weeks ago, and the first time I read this was about 6 or 7 years ago, there are a bunch of scientists who believe that they can read and interpret our brain when we're asleep and our dreams. So by putting us into REM sleep, by putting one of these helmets on our brains, they can tell what we're thinking. And there's been some really interesting experiments around them making their thoughts of what they believe we were seeing when we're dreaming, and the person waking up and saying, yes, that's in fact what I saw. Now that, of course, is open to misinterpretation. I get all of that. It's not an exact science. But these are people with white coats who we believe have the best of intention into doing this. And again, not today technology, but 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the track, some of that may be in fact purposeful and useful.
Les has texted in and says, we're getting ahead of ourselves a bit. The phone wasn't working properly. That's a reference. There's a lot of people in regional WA who can't get proper mobile phone coverage.
Yeah, hallelujah. But what this technology would say, Les, is that you don't need it, because you'd be able to mind meld. Let's go back to Star Trek, and you'll be able to think your way across to somebody else. Now, I know that sounds a step too far, and that might be, in fact, not what they're envisaging. But the technology, if it proves itself up 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now, who knows?
Morris, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Look forward to doing it again.
Cheers, Morris Mizalowski. It is a quarter to five.
Morris, it's Michael at the producer's desk. Thanks so much.
A pleasure.
No worries. Looking forward to hearing from you next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Ciao.
Good man.
And
thanks,
send me across any ideas you've got. I love this up week's topic.
Yeah, good excellent.
One.
All right.
All right.
We certainly will.
Yeah. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Morris.
Ciao.
Bye.